New Mexico real estate headlines. New Mexico property record search tool streamlines due diligence for NM real estate pros. PropertyChecker.com now offers a centralized platform to search New Mexico property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. NM real estate professionals can accelerate transaction timelines and reduce risk by accessing comprehensive property data from a single source rather than navigating fragmented county records. Add ht.newmexico.propertychecker.com/ to your due diligence toolkit for faster title and ownership verification. New Mexico real estate headlines. Sandoval County Assessor Linda P. Gallegos begins second term in NM. Linda P. Gallegos was re-elected as Sandoval County Assessor in November 2022 and serves a term from January 2023 through December 2026, with contact information available for property assessment inquiries. Real estate professionals in NM rely on county assessor offices for accurate property valuations, tax records, and business personal property assessments essential to transactions and client advisory. Save the Sandoval County Assessor's contact details and reach out at astrot@sandovalcountynm.gov for valuation questions or business personal property matters. New Mexico real estate headlines. Santa Fe Building Division streamlines permitting for new construction projects. The City of Santa Fe's Building Permit Division reviews and issues permits for new construction within city limits. Real estate professionals in NM need to understand Santa Fe's permit process to accurately advise clients on timelines and requirements for development deals. Visit the Building Division portal at the source URL below to review current permit requirements before submitting applications. New Mexico real estate headlines. NM State Assessed e-file portal opens for tax year 2026. The State Assessed e-file, SAEF, portal is now accepting electronic property tax returns for tax year 2026, with a filing deadline of the last day of February. Real estate professionals advising commercial and industrial property clients in NM need to ensure state assessed filers meet this critical February deadline to avoid penalties. Share the SAEF portal details with affected clients. /w.docs.newmexico.gov/business/state-assessed-property-bureau-overview. New Mexico real estate headlines. Sandoval County launches online property records and tax bill portal. Sandoval County now offers online access to assessor's property record searches, treasurer's property tax searches, and electronic tax bill enrollment. NM real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client transactions with centralized digital access to Sandoval County property and tax data. Bookmark the portal to quickly verify property records and tax status. https://sandovalcountynm.gov/sandoval-search/search-property-records/New Mexico State Updates. NM Real Estate Commission. NM Real Estate Commission, your licensing and standards resource. The NM Real Estate Commission licenses brokers, enforces real estate laws, and promotes professional standards to protect the public. Understanding the Commission's role helps NM real estate professionals stay compliant and maintain the trust of clients and the public. Review your licensing status and stay current with Commission requirements at the official site. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. New Mexico Building Permit Guide launches to streamline local permitting. A complete guide to building permits in New Mexico has been released, offering resources and municipal guides to simplify the permitting process. Real estate professionals in NM can use this tool to help clients navigate construction timelines, avoid project delays, and close deals faster. Bookmark the NM Building Permit Guide at permitflow.com/state/New Mexico for quick reference across municipalities. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. Roosevelt County Assessor Office in Port Hales serves NM property professionals. The Roosevelt County Assessor's Office, located at 109 W 1st Street in Port Hales, NM, provides property assessment services and can be reached at XXXXXXXXX. Accurate property assessments from county assessors directly impact valuation work, tax obligations, and transaction due diligence for real estate professionals across eastern New Mexico. Bookmark the Roosevelt County Assessor page at www.rooseveltcounty.com/assessment-records and contact information. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most NM jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.